The Senate Committee on Banking and Financial Institutions will come to order. Good morning. In response to the COVID-19 emergency and to protect the public, legislators, and employees, we must limit non-essential gatherings and adhere to social distancing and face covering guidelines. In compliance with those orders, the Senate has made necessary adjustments to normal practices in order to ensure that the public continues to have access to the legislative process. To allow the public access, we have admitted members of the public to two hearing rooms to the extent that social distancing requirements allow, and will be using a teleconference service for those individuals who wish to testify today. For individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website. It will be displayed on the screen, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 877-226-8152, and the access code is 1174771. For detailed instructions on how the teleconference system works, please refer to the Senate and/or committee website. When we move to public comment, you will be prompted by a moderator to dial 1, then 0, for support and opposition. Press this only one time and wait patiently for an operator to assign you a line number. This can be a short wait. Once you receive your line number, you will wait in the queue for the moderator to call your line number. At that time, you will be unmuted and you are now ready to address the committee. Please note that in order for us to hear you clearly and to avoid acoustic feedback, you must mute the device you are watching the hearing on prior to giving testimony over the phone. It is important that we hear from you, and we thank you for your participation. I will maintain decorum during the hearing, as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. While every effort has been made to streamline the hearing process and to conduct our hearings in as close of the same manner as is customary, there may be some lag times for participants who are adjusting to the new use of online tools or technologies. Please be respectful and patient so all interested parties can be heard. Now, on to our committee business. We have four bills on the agenda today. Before we hear the presentation on the bills, let's establish quorum. Consultant, please call the roll.
Lamone?
Here.
Lamone here. Ochoa-Bogue? Ochoa-Bogue here. Bradford? Caballero? Caballero here. Daly? Daly here. Durazo? Durazo here. Wesso? Min? Portantino? Portantino here.
The consultant notes a quorum has been established. For our first item of business, let's take up the consent calendar. There are three items on the consent calendar: file item 1, AB 283, file item 2, AB 663, and file item 3, AB 430. Do I have a motion on the consent calendar? Moved by Senator Durazo. Consultant, please call the roll.
The motion is to adopt the consent calendar. Lamone.
Aye.
Lamone, aye. Ochoa-Bogue. Ochoa-Bogue, aye. Bradford. Caballero. Caballero, aye. Daly. Daly, aye. Durazo. Durazo, aye. Wesso. Min. Portantino. Portantino, aye.
We will put the consent calendar has 6 votes, and we will put the consent calendar on call. We will move on to hear from author of AB 1320, Assemblymember Bauer Cahan. You may begin when you are ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. First, I want to thank the chair and the committee staff for their extensive work on this issue and their dedication to strengthening protections for vulnerable consumers, especially right now. I've taken author's amendments in this committee to strengthen the goals of the bill by requiring a response to consumers within 24 hours of recording a complaint, and committee amendments clarify that services must tell customers what information will be needed to resolve the issue. With that, I'm proud to present AB 1320, a bill to provide needed consumer protections for the digital age. The pandemic has accelerated many trends and revealed deeper gaps in our systems. This is particularly true for online financial services. Peer-to-peer cash transfer services like Venmo, PayPal, and Zelle increased in popularity with the rise of app-based payments and smartphones. When COVID hit over a year ago, a lot of financial transactions moved online at the same time that thousands of Californians lost their jobs. For everything from side hustles to mutual aid, these cash transfer services exploded in popularity. For the hardest hit, they often became a significant source of income and a lifeline. These services are a lifeline to those that are insecure and in treacherous situations. The apps, however, are often full of glitches and seriously vulnerable to scams. When people encounter problems on some of the apps, although I will say not all, they often have nowhere to turn and can fall victim to another scam because of their confusion. Current regulations do not offer sufficient protection, and vulnerable users are left without recourse. AB 1320 simply requires cash transfer services to list a customer phone number for them to get help prominently on the websites and to respond to customers within a reasonable time frame. I want to note that I'm working with the industry to further tailor the language to be clear and reasonable and targeted at the bad actors in the space who are not providing these consumer protections. This bill protects the millions of cash transfer customers who rely on these funds more than ever. It gives them access to a lifeline, protects their funds, and holds companies accountable. With me today are Sarah Robinson, Director of Public Policy at the National Consumers League, and Chuck Bell, Programs Director of Advocacy at Consumer Reports.
Thank you. We will go ahead and have the sponsors' witnesses present. We will have them present telephonically. Moderator. Moderator.
Madam Chair, we do have witnesses on to speak. They have their own lines muted.
All right, so we will go ahead and begin with Chuck Bell.
Good morning. Chairwoman Lamone and members of the committee, my name is Chuck Bell. I'm Programs Director for Consumer Reports. We're a national nonprofit membership organization that works side by side with consumers for a fair and transparent marketplace. The popularity of cash transfer apps and online services has grown by leaps and bounds, with more than 90 million adults in the United States now using mobile payment apps. In our research, Consumer Reports has found that consumers do sometimes have significant problems using these services. And when they do, they want to be able to contact the company directly to get help quickly. Yet, few service providers make telephone contact numbers publicly available, leaving consumers highly frustrated. A critical point to bear in mind is that by not providing phone numbers, money service businesses are leaving the door open for scammers to pose as helplines for the app or service and gain access to the user's sensitive personal information to commit fraud. News reports by Yahoo Finance, Fox Business, and Detroit Free Press have revealed this practice is widespread and highly concerning. In addition, Twitter and Reddit are full of complaints from consumers who are urgently seeking help from companies that they have entrusted their money to. Some, like Victor on Twitter, explained that he tried emailing a money transfer app company and was not able to get a response for 2 weeks, and was desperate at that point to find a phone number for a customer service representative to speak to. So as money transfer apps become more popular and increasingly ubiquitous, consumers are increasingly reliant on digital financial tools to manage household funds. But the loss of funds can be catastrophic to families that are experiencing financial hardship. People who are reliant on money service businesses to move money should not have to search so hard to find help. Providers should be required to do more to prevent people from falling victim to scammers when seeking assistance. So for all these reasons, AB 1320 is an excellent first step toward ensuring that providers live up to consumer expectations to provide assistance in the event that users encounter difficulties. On behalf of the consumers that we represent, Consumer Reports strongly urges an aye vote on AB 1320.
Thank you. Next, we have Sarah Robinson.
Good morning, members of the committee. My name is Sarah Robinson, and I'm the Public Policy Manager at the National Consumers League. I appreciate this opportunity to appear before you and provide testimony in support of AB 1320. Founded in 1899, NCL's nonprofit mission is to advocate for social and economic justice on behalf of consumers and workers. Via NCL's website at fraud.org, we collect thousands of consumer complaints annually that we share with our network of more than 200 law enforcement partners. Over the past 12 months, fraud.org has received almost 1,000 complaints involving money transfer services like Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, and Zelle. The median loss reported to NCL is $400. However, we have also heard from consumers who have lost far more. In some tragic cases, consumers tell us they've lost their entire life savings. NCL's complaint data is similar to what government organizations have reported. In the past year, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has received more than 4,000 complaints about money transfer services. Being defrauded is bad enough. However, scam victims we hear from are particularly vocal about the lack of customer support they receive when they contact the money transfer companies for help. For example, the customer service number for Cash App leads to a recording encouraging callers to contact customer service through the app, saying live phone support is not generally available at this time. Scammers have rushed in to fill this hole in money transfer services customer support framework. They are skilled at publicizing fake customer service numbers on search engines and on social media. AB 1320's requirement that money transfer services maintain a customer support phone line and respond in a timely manner to consumer inquiries is a common sense consumer protection regulation that will help consumers begin to fight back against fraud. We applaud Assemblymember Bauer Cahan's leadership on this issue, and we encourage the committee to support this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we will see if we have any witnesses in the gallery. Seeing no witnesses in the gallery, are there any witnesses in room 112 who wish to testify in support of AB 1320? Seeing no witnesses in room 112, we will now move on to witnesses waiting to testify via teleconference. Moderator, if you would please prompt the individuals waiting to testify in support of AB 1320, we will begin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to comment in favor at this time, please press 1, then 0. Press 1, then 0 to signal that you wish to speak. Madam Chair, there is no one that has signaled that they wish to speak.
All right. Thank you, Moderator. We will now move on to follow the same practice and hear from opposition. We did not receive any opposition letters to this bill, but we do understand we have a last-minute opposition, and so we will go ahead and take them and give them a couple minutes. Moderator, do we? I believe, and I apologize, I don't know who exactly is testifying in opposition. All right, so it sounds like they will be on the open line. They're not in opposition, but they would like to express some concerns. Do we have anyone on the line?
If they have not called in as a witness, they may press 1 then 0 at this time. And I believe that we may have this speaker. Just a moment. If you signal that you wish to speak, your line is now open.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair and members. RJ Cervantes on behalf of the Electronic Transactions Association. Our association does not have a formal position at this time, but we do have significant concerns regarding the amendments that have been made to AB 1320. And we thank the committee for allowing us an opportunity to voice them today. Before I outline our concerns, though, I would want to thank the Assemblymember, her staff, and committee staff for their willingness to hear out our concerns over the past couple of days. They have been gracious with their time and attention, and we thank them for their willingness to work out future amendments that would address our concerns. Our major concerns can be outlined in 4 points. Number one, as amended, AB 1320 would also require a licensee to, reply within 24 hours to a consumer who contacts the licensee for customer service issues, and it imposes specific obligations with respect to the reply. These prescriptive requirements for a 24-hour response window to any outreach to the licensee conflict with other regulatory obligations of licensees and could also imperil our ability to protect consumers from potential fraudulent activity. Number two, we are also concerned that the amended version of AB 1320 the requirements to provide a, quote, individualized reply within 24 hours of being contacted by a licensee for customer service issues would create significant compliance and logistical challenges for licensees and could disrupt processes currently in place to address customer concerns and issues relating to the licensee's provision of money transmission services. The requirement to provide an individualized reply to any contact received by the licensee relating to customer service issues is broad, vague, and inconsistent with current nationwide standards of regulation for licensed money transmitters. In many cases, concerns relating to a transaction can be addressed through the use of automated processes, including standardized responses to common questions or concerns. Take, for example, a request to reset a password on an account. The provision of customer support will be unnecessarily delayed at significant time and expense to licensees if licensees are required to provide individualized responses as opposed to using existing prepared guidance, information, or feedback that can oftentimes promptly address some customers' concerns. Number three, we are also concerned about the lack of an exception in the bill that would allow licensees to not respond to suspected fraudulent activity attempts. Our member companies take painstaking efforts to protect consumers from fraud, and we look forward to continuing to work with the author and finding ways to ensure that there's language included on this point. And number four, we are also seeking clarification that the language only applies to interactions with individual consumers and not high-volume business accounts, which are oftentimes more cumbersome to address in such a prescriptive time frame. With that, Chair and members, we again thank the Assemblymember Bauer Keenahan for her willingness and her staff's willingness to work with us over the past few days, and we look forward to continuing those conversations. And again, thank you for the opportunity to comment today.
Great. Thank you. We will move on to witnesses in opposition of AB 1320 in the gallery. Seeing none, we will move on to witnesses in opposition in room 112. Seeing none, we will move to witnesses waiting to testify in opposition telephonically. Moderator, if you would please prompt any individuals waiting to testify in opposition of AB 13, we will begin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For those of you who wish to speak in opposition to this bill, please press 1, then 0 at this time. Press 1, then 0. No one has signaled that they wish to speak.
Thank you, moderator. We will now move on to our discussion with members. Members, any questions or comments? Seeing no questions or comments, Senator Bradford.
I'm curious on response to
the microphone.
Yes, I was just curious to the response of Mr. Cervantes' questions as it relates to the issues that he raised with the assembly member of mine addressing those in her close.
Thank you. Assemblymember Bauer Keenahan, would you like to comment on those?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, and thank you, Senator Bradford, for the question and the opportunity to respond. We are working closely with industry. I think these were important amendments to ensure that, as you heard, when you call phone lines for some of these services, you get a no customer services available at this time response. And so we wanted to ensure that this bill gave meaningful customer service to consumers. We're absolutely in conversations about the 24-hour timeline. One of the things raised by the coalition was, what if it comes in on a Friday, for example? So we are talking about the timeline and what is a reasonable time to respond. The individualized reply is important because, again, we don't want them to get a response back that says we're not available, which would qualify as a response, but not a response that would meaningfully provide consumer protections. We are in conversations about the exception for protecting against fraud. Obviously, I agree that's an important thing to stop from, and this is a consumer protection measure, so that is our focus, and we'll continue to narrowly tailor the bill. We are double referred and heading to the Judiciary Committee, which gives us an opportunity to further refine the language. And with that, I will respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Assemblymember Bauer Keenahan. And we do have a motion from Senator Dolly. And seeing no other questions or comments, we will go ahead and vote on the bill. The motion is do pass as amended, but first amended and re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Consultant, please call the roll.
Lamone.
Aye.
Lamone, aye. Ochoa Bogue. Bradford.
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Daly.
Aye.
Daly, aye. DeRosso.
Aye.
DeRosso, aye. Wesso.
Aye.
Wesso, aye. Min.
Aye.
Min, aye. Portantino.
Aye.
Portantino, aye.
The bill has 8 votes, and we will put that bill on call. Thank you very much, Assemblymember Bauer-Cahan. So now we will go through the consent calendar, and this, if you voted on the consent calendar, this brings our hearing to a close.
The motion is to adopt the consent calendar. Bradford.
Aye.
Bradford, aye. Wesso.
Aye.
Wesso, aye. Min.
Aye.
Min, aye.
The consent calendar has 9 votes, and we will go ahead and put that on call, or the consent calendar is out. So we have put Assembly Bill 1320 on call for absent members. Oh, and now we are ready for Assembly, if we can lift the call for AB 1320.
The motion on AB 1320 is due pass as amended, but first be referred to Committee on Judiciary. Ochoa Bogue.
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue, aye.
That bill, Assembly Bill 1320, moves out of the committee with 9 votes. Thank you very much. And members, with that, we will adjourn our hearing.